This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. When faced with trauma caused by someone else, is it possible to again find a sense of well-being? How we respond to trauma may be the key. Our initial human response is to blame, get angry, and ruminate about the event. Psychologists examine three alternative responses: subduing negative emotions, concentrating on the trauma, and contemplating compassion for the offender. They ask 54 college students to identify an offense against them while participating in four simulated exercises: focusing on the offense, rethinking their response to the offense, or managing negative feelings about the offense. Researchers monitored physical reactions of heart rate, facial indications of emotion, and muscle contractions. Afterwards, participants rated their anger, willingness to forgive, sadness, and empathy. Results? Focusing on the offense caused faster heart rate and increased negative emotions. Managing negative emotions helped lower muscle contractions, but did not assist in forgiving an offender nor increasing positive emotions. Empathetically rethinking an offense and calming emotions led to decreased negative emotions, muscle calmness, and healthy heart rate. When participants attempted to develop compassion for their offender, positive emotions and forgiveness increased. After a trauma, forgiveness is the path to happiness. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.